Welcome, everyone. Our podcast today, well, let me just say, this group had me at their name, Girls, Inc. Welcome to Olympic and Bundy Podcast. I'm Christine Devine. Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm excited about this podcast just because of the name alone, Girls, Inc. I knew it must be empowering and exciting. The founder and I met. Founder? Do I call you founder?
No, I'm not the founder.
I've elevated you to founder.
Thank you.
Lucy, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thank you. My name is Lucy Santana. I'm the Chief Executive Officer for Girls Inc. of Orange County, and I've been with the organization for about 20 years.
So close to being founder, being that they were founded in, what, the 1800s?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah. I
oversold that, perhaps.
That's okay.
But 20 years.
I've been there a long time.
Yeah, so you know the organization inside and out.
Pretty much.
Okay, and you had the Orange County organization.
Yes, so we are the Orange County chapter, and we're one of 82 affiliates nationally.
Okay, and so Girls Inc. does what? Sum it up.
So our mission is to inspire girls to be strong, smart, and bold. We do that through programs that empower girls to make good decisions, to help them to really realize their potential, and to find their inherent strengths and who they are.
Okay. You see why I was sold with the name Girls Inc.? That was enough for me. Okay. And you brought one of your girls with us.
I did. Rachel.
Yes.
Rachel.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel.
Hello.
First time podcast.
I'm here. Yes.
Yes. First and last name.
Hi, I'm Rachel Ravston, and I'm a junior in high school. And
how old is that?
I'm 16.
16. Do you drive yet?
Not yet. I have my permit, so I'm on the way, but not yet.
Oh, exciting. So you're on summer break right now, right?
Almost. I get out of school next week.
Okay. And then you will have summer break. Then you go back as a senior?
Yes.
So last year of school.
Yes.
How excited are we about that?
Oh, we're so excited.
Yes.
We're getting out of there.
Well, not too soon. You got to keep those grades up for one more year.
Of course.
We get that senioritis, don't we, Lucy? Where it's like,
I'm
out of here. I don't want to study anymore. I want to just get going in the next chapter.
Well, Rachel's been amazing. You know, just talking about what her goals are for the future, I'm amazed at what her plans are already out.
Okay, so go ahead, Rachel. What are those plans?
So I want to go to college, graduate with a bachelor's degree, and hopefully become a news anchor and do national broadcasting.
Excuse me. Is that why you were brought to this podcast here at Fox 11 News in Los Angeles with
a
news anchor?
I think fate just loves me today.
My goodness. Very smart on your part, Lucy.
Because
you could have brought any one of your girls.
I know, but we knew that she's the one.
I like the way you think.
Yes.
Okay, so for our listeners, I'm Christine Devine. I'm a news anchor here in Los Angeles. This is our podcast room. And what I love about this podcast, as I was telling you girls, is that it's a chance to really talk for a long time about what you're doing. You know, our average news story, we'll tell you here, Rachel, is a minute 30. Mm. So now we can talk up to 30 minutes or more about what you're doing. Okay? And you can ask me any questions you want about the news biz.
Wonderful. I will ask you all that I have.
Okay. Have you always wanted to be in news?
For a long time, yeah. That has been my dream.
Okay. In my day and age, we worked on the school newspaper, and I took a journalism class in high school. Do you have stuff like that?
Yes, we do.
Okay. All right. And Lucy, do you have programs that would help her with that vision?
We have programs that teach them about leadership, that teach them about finding their voice and speaking out and being inquisitive and being creative, but also having the opportunity to really think about what careers they're interested in. So we start early college and career kind of preparation, because we want them to really kind of have an idea of what they want to do. And middle school is never too early.
Okay, so that's where you find the girls, middle school.
Well, we find them as young as kindergarten. Oh. Rachel had the opportunity to come in during her middle school years. And so she had the opportunity to be part of our summer Eureka program, which really focuses on college and career readiness and exploration. So we bring women from all kinds of careers and come in and speak about their journey and what they're doing. But knowing Rachel, she already had her mindset on what she wanted to do, but she is very inquisitive, as we already know, and has a lot of questions.
All right, so instead, you came here to Olympic and Bundy.
Yes.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
Okay, and I appreciate you sitting through that two-hour traffic in Orange County.
It was okay.
Sorry, girl.
Well, worth it.
No problem. No problem.
Well, Rachel, you'll have to get a tour of the studio before you leave, of course.
Oh, that would be amazing.
Yes. Okay, tell me, Rachel, how did you find Girls Inc.?
So I found Girls Inc. My sixth grade year of middle school. I was approached at a club that I was in for Girl Power. And one of the Girls Inc. women came and spoke to us about Eureka, their summer camp. And at first, I was drawn to it by the free snacks and the field trips that was offered.
Whatever incentive you have, Lucy.
Yes. but then I went, and it was wonderful because I was taught about learning about yourself and accepting your body image and preparing for your future by learning about college and getting passionate about it early and accepting yourself and loving others.
Yeah. Okay, so people I'm sure listening thinking, how do I get involved? So Lucy, Girls Inc. started where?
So our history goes back to the Girls Club of America, but we've been so we've been Girls Inc. though for forever. Okay. We've just changed our mission along the way to make sure that we're addressing the issues that girls need and the provide the programs that girls are really in need of. So for us, people can find us through the different communities. We're school-based programming, so we actually go to the schools and reach the girls there, and then we have full-day summer camps where they can actually come to us and participate in those.
I know you're a national. Are you in every state in the U.S.?
We're not, but we wish we were. We
have how many states?
We're probably more so maybe at least half of the states, okay. But we have about 80 sites. So there are some states that have multiple Girls Inc. So California, for example, there's 12 Girls Inc. throughout California, as far up as Redwood Coast all the way down to San Diego.
Okay, so you're here in L.A.
There's a Girls Inc. in L.A. as well, yes.
Okay, very good. So you've been around since the 1800s. I'm sure the mission, as you said, has changed over time. What is today's mission, 2019?
Today's mission is to ensure that the girls are finding who they are and really having the opportunity to be in the space where they can speak up for themselves and to really be able to provide the opportunities for themselves to be successful and whatever that might mean. It might be that today we're addressing the issues of bullying and harassment in their schools. Tomorrow we might be addressing college and career readiness and maybe the area of STEM, where girls and women are still underrepresented, and making sure that they understand what kinds of jobs and careers they can have in those. And then tomorrow we might be talking about being a public speaker, talking about how do you make decisions that of what you want to do, whether you're in your school and you think that something is unjust, how do you fight for that, or whether you want to be part of ASB as Rachel is and finds herself in a role of leadership.
Okay, so we can make this a conversation. Do you want to jump in, Rachel? You can. ASB, what is that?
So ASB, well, it stands for Associated Student Body. So it's really about including everyone, uniting the school as a whole, and making it like a ground where like the spirit of the school is felt. And not only that, but leading the school, you know, being the people who represent what your school is and what your school's mission is. And that is to create, you know, the leaders of tomorrow.
So let me get this right. Do you want to say which school you're at?
Yes, I'm at Fountain Valley High School.
Okay. And then is it a school-based program that meets at the school?
Yes. So we are a class.
You're mm-hmm. a class?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. See, I love this podcast because I don't know a lot about your organization. I'm like, tell me more. So is it a daily class, weekly class?
Well, yes. ASB meets Monday through Fridays, but we're also often on the weekends, too, because we plan dances and assemblies, and we are very school involved. Yeah.
And so where Girls Inc. comes in is, yes. So we are also school-based, but we're also off-site. So whenever we're at a school site, we might be part of the school day, depending on where at school we're at, and it might be during one of maybe their PE classes or maybe one of their educational classes. We might be part of an after-school-based program, but we also have full-day summer camps, and then we have workshops and different conferences
I
over the weekend.
Yes. Are there any boys involved? Is that...
It's all about girls.
It's all about girls.
We want to create a space that's safe, yeah. An environment where girls feel that they can have a sisterhood and they could really speak out about the issues that are affecting them. And it's really about also really creating that opportunity for them to become leaders. But when I talk about becoming leaders, it could be just personally. You know, mm-hmm. how do you bring out that personal leadership that you need to have to be able to take control of who you are?
And how are you funded?
So we are funded through philanthropic giving, you know, the generosity of individuals. We have corporate sponsors. We also apply for grants and foundations. And then we also have some fee-for-service that families and schools pay us to do some programming.
Okay. So, Rachel, what do you think you get out of Girls Inc.?
Well, I get a whole world out of Girls Inc. Mainly because I've become a whole new person because of Girls Inc., because of what I'm taught and the situations that I'm put in that are all wonderful. You know, we get hands-on experience of careers in the real world. We get lessons on who we are, who we can become, and learning about the important foundations of life that we can't even be taught in schools, like sexual education and accepting your body and loving who you are and girl power, you know, knowing your potential as a girl. So I get opportunities out of Girls Inc. that I never would have gotten. I get lessons. I get lasting friendships. I get role models from my teachers and officers. So, yeah.
Okay.
I promise I didn't pay her to say that.
Wow. No, I love this. I mean, it sounds so empowering for our young people. I mean, I have mentors. I believe in mentors. I advocate mentors. Absolutely. But I don't think I really had an official mentor until I was kind of in my career already. So to get that start while you're in school, it's got to be so empowering.
Well, and that's one of the really key important things about our programming is that we want girls to feel like they have these long-lasting relationships that are mentors. And it's really about whether it's in their school or whether it's somebody who's there educating them on a specific topic. But we want them to know that they have that support system.
So let me ask you this, because you've been there 20 years.
Yes.
Do girls come back?
Yes, they do.
Oh,
yes, part of it.
And Rachel's still actively involved in our program, but she already comes back and gives back. She volunteers. She comes to our events. She acts as our spokesperson at events. We just had our big 65th anniversary gala this past Saturday.
Congrats.
And she was there as part of our guests, but she was mingling, networking, really talking up about what Girls Inc. means to her and how it's impacted her life and to us. That's amazing.
What ages is it then?
Girls Inc. serves girls as young as kindergarten all the way through high school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because you kind of are saying she comes back, but she's still in high school.
I know.
So.
Yes.
So has she left? Or?
Well, there's certain programs that there's like after school programs and everything. But since I started out during the summer camps and then I aged out of that, then I came back and did the college bound program, which is different for high school seniors and juniors. And then I did their externship program, which gives you job opportunities within the businesses in Orange County where you get real life. You get to be an extern for the summer to get experience and different job offers. So it's like once you age out of something, then you keep coming back. You keep helping. You keep getting more involved. And even once you get out of high school, then you can come back and help. I know many people who started out with Girls Inc. as young as 12, and now they have jobs there because they just love it so much.
Yeah.
So it's not like a program that's a two-year program. There are a variety of programs.
No. Depending on what age they come into the program. So let's say, you know, a girl has the opportunity to come in during elementary school. They could technically be involved from elementary all the way through high school, depending on the age-appropriate program that we offer. And that's what we try to do is we try to build upon the programs that the girls are participating in so that they have Girls Inc. in their life a long time.
Is there a fee for the parents?
Most of our school-based programs are free to the parents. And it's just as long as they go to that school, they can go to that program.
Do you target certain schools or any certain income areas or areas of neglect perhaps in our cities?
Our mission statement is to inspire all girls, but we also know that there are girls in certain communities that need that additional support. So I would say that about 75% of the work that we do is in low-income communities and households, working with those families that need that additional resource and support. So it is about making sure that, one, that girls, regardless of where they come from, they all interact and they all have the same needs. There are just communities that need some additional support. So really about looking at, you know, Rachel's in AP classes and she's involved in that.
Wow.
But, you know, she was able to have an externship where she had the opportunity to learn about the world of work. Mm-hmm. Other girls might need more programming around healthy eating, healthy sexuality, healthy decision making, and really being able to be strong enough to resist peer pressure around drugs, alcohol, or gangs, as we know in some of those communities that that's much more prevalent.
So, Rachel, I want to hear about your upbringing. So, brothers and sisters?
Yes, I have 3 brothers and 2 sisters.
Wow, you've got a big family.
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then were you active when you were younger as a kid? Because I'm thinking I was in Girl Scouts. So it reminds me of something that I would get from Girl Scouts, but I didn't continue on into my high school years. I kind of dropped out maybe probably before junior high. My mom was a Girl Scout leader too. So we were active. But I didn't have a program like this at your age?
Yes. No. I mean, as I was younger, like you said, I had different programs through school or through church things, but I never had Girls Inc. until I had Girls Inc., you know, and I will stay with Girls Inc., you know, for the rest of my life because of everything that it's given me. But definitely, I've been trying to find programs where I felt that I fit in for a long time, and I found one.
Did you play sports?
I've never been more of a sports person.
Okay. Other activities you did as a kid?
I play musical instruments.
Okay. What do you play?
Well, I used to play the flute.
Beautiful instrument. Yeah.
And I've always been very passionate about leadership. So I've been doing, I did middle school student government, and I did a little bit in elementary school. And so, yeah.
So would you say, Lucy, she's a typical candidate for Girls Inc., or is she just the one who excels?
She's probably one of the ones that excels, but we have many girls like Rachel that are involved. And we've seen is that sometimes they start maybe at a certain point at a certain level. And throughout the years, we see them escalate and really evolve over time. So, you know, some of the conversations that Rachel and I were having as we were driving up is our own personal stories, but also about how we see girls come through our doors that might be really shy and quiet, very reserved and very drawn. And as they get involved, we really see them step up. We really see them build up their confidence, their personality, really thinking about beyond what they can do. And a lot of it is because we get them involved in role playing. We talk to them about what are the situations that are happening at home and what kind of resources and support do you need? Or we may know, you know, what they need, and we draw that out from them and say, here are some ways that you can get further involved. Here's what you can do. And I'm sure, you know, Rachel has seen various different girls in the programs, but at the end of the day, they're all girls. They all need that self-confidence, that self-esteem. And at the end of the day, they build some really lifelong friendships that last forever. I think for us, what we have seen is that not only do they stay in touch with us as their educators and as program staff, but they also stay connected to some of the girls that they get to learn. And because our programs, especially like a summer program where Rachel started, it's at a college campus, first of all, because we really believe the strength and power of really exposing girls early on to a college campus and really kind of infusing that in them, the love of education. But the other thing is that there's girls that are coming from different communities. Nobody knows where they're coming from. They're all there for the same reason.
Is there any kind of big group event with other Girls Inc. programs from other schools?
Like our Girls Conference. Have you been to our Girls Conference?
Oh, yes, I have been to a Girls Conference.
Tell me about the Girls Conference.
And so I actually got that through my middle school as well, yeah. So the program that I was in my middle school where I found out about Girls Inc., that's also where I got multiple invitations to come back and do weekend things like the Girls Conference. And I went to that when I was in seventh grade, and it was a very wonderful opportunity where we learned about healthy relationships with friends and forgiving one another and how to be kind to each other and kind to ourselves. And,
I love that.
Yes.
Wow.
And so it was really a girls' conference where we learned about the potential that we have as women and, like, the unique strengths that we have, but also the things that we need to improve on and, like, the relationships that we have going into the future.
Well, I know actress Reese Witherspoon is a big donor to your organization. Who founded the organization?
So as I mentioned, it goes back to the Girls Club of America.
See, that's my generation.
Yes.
I remember that.
Girls Clubs.
Yeah.
And we actually are the original Girls Club of the Harbor area in Newport, you know, in Costa Mesa, California. So when we changed the name in the late 80s and became Girls Inc.
I didn't know there was a name change.
So it was when Boys and Girls Clubs merged together, we wanted to stay separate. So a whole contingency of Girls Clubs became Girls Inc. And the tagline, because girls mean serious business, was our mission for a long time, because
it
really was about focusing on the needs of girls and really what they needed. So it's evolved. When we talk about the evolving of the original focus of making sure that girls knew how to be good housewives, how to throw good dinner parties, how to sew, how to become domestic, you know, how to be more domestic, has now evolved to, hey, let's explore STEM. Let's get dirty.
Let me just say, all those things you mentioned, I'm so bad at.
Me too.
Working nights, I don't really know how to cook a good meal because I don't really cook at night.
Yeah.
But I can make a mean breakfast smoothie.
Oh, there you go.
Yes,
that's all you need.
Exactly. Yeah. Right. Get you going. Okay, so yes, as women are redefining themselves, more and more women are working. There are more and more women who are working with children as well. So your goals change, I see. Makes a lot of sense. I love that idea of the conference because you meet other people from other
yes,
schools.
Exactly, yeah.
I did a thing called Girls State.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know? Do you have that in California?
Girls, yes.
Girls State, where we all went to another city, and two girls from each high school were selected, and you would go, and we had like a mock city, and I ran for Secretary of State, and had to give speeches. Mm-hmm. It sounds a little bit like that.
Yes, we have that at my school. Yeah, it is pretty similar to that. Yes,
and actually, my college roommate was a girl that I met at Girls State. So you never know these connections.
And these lifelong friendships that you make as well.
Truly, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Because I think, you know what it is? You're coming together of people of like mind.
Mm-hmm. Yes, the common purpose. Yes.
Well, I like the way you sold that. She's got the statement down.
She does.
Wow. And your parents, what do they think of this?
Well, my parents love it. You know, my mom was actually the one who encouraged me to go into it as I was going it. For not like superficial reasons, but not necessarily what the purpose of Girls Inc. was. And they've seen that the person that Girls Inc. has helped me become, and they love that, and they want me to keep doing that. And so they definitely support my dreams as going into more like male-dominated industries and doing like real work, and they definitely support that.
Wonderful. But I love your honesty that she says the real reasons I was looking at were not maybe the full reasons why we should be there. But I love that you acknowledge that and that you share that and that you can see the transition.
Yes.
And to how you view the organization.
Yes, exactly. The more you learn and the more experience you have, the more you understand what Girls Inc. is there for and what it can do for you. And yeah, exactly. And so I think once you understand that and then you really sit down and you're like, okay, I'm going to listen to the lesson that I get today and I'm going to learn from it and I'm going to be the girl that they're talking about, that's where the real growth happens.
Oh, you must be so proud, Lucy.
You must be so proud. Well, I think, you know, one of the things that Rachel is sharing is, you know, and again, her candidness is so important because Eureka is just one aspect of the work that we do. But when you think about, you know, you're promoting this program as a summer camp that's going to expose them and they're going to be involved in STEM activities, science, technology, engineering, and math. They're going to do, you know, those types of activities. It might not sound so exciting for a middle school girl but it's the camp part of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, if we have to entice them with food, that's fine. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's the hands-on. I mean, these girls are doing robotics. They're doing, you know, computing. They're doing programming. You know, I think you guys were doing the Lego bots. And what else were you guys doing?
And we had a lot of exposure to STEM and learning how to code and learning what like the coding industry looks like for women and how to get into that. And then we learned about engineering and how to build a robot and how to get into the construction field. And then we learned about math and the good careers with that. And so we were exposed to all of these wonderful industries. Yeah.
So I'm thinking because it's a normal thing for teenagers to be looking at a camp or kids for, you know, camp for the summer makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So did your parents say, hey, this is a camp you might want to go to? Would you go to this camp? Is that how it was?
Well, since I found out about it at middle school, then originally my parents didn't know about it. And so then I told them about Girls Inc. and about the camp. And then I was like, but I don't really know if I want to go. And then my mom was like, well, yeah, it sounds great. And I was like, yes, and free food. And then my first day I came home and I was like, Mom, this is what I learned today. And she was like, keep going because it's going to get better. Because as soon as I walked through those doors and I made those friendships and I received those lessons that, you know, being a girl, you can do so much more than what is not only set out for you, but what you believe that you can do. And I was told that from my very first day and I shared that with my parents and then they told me to keep going. And so
you decided to stay with it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm going to give you a little tip, and our producer on the podcast, Oscar Flores, can also weigh in on this. Working in news, which is what you want to do, there's also free food. The way it works is if you work the mornings, they always bring in bagels for the morning crew. So we run in at 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon to see if there's any bagels left. And then also, somebody's always bringing something, like my co-anchor, Alex. His mother bakes chocolate chip cookies every Friday. And Oscar, do we not run for those cookies?
Oh, yeah. No, we totally run. It's like running a marathon. Who gets there the fastest?
I mean, literally one time they were missing and people were running around the station looking for those darn cookies.
Countdown to Friday cookies, huh?
You know, I know. So I'm just teasing. But who doesn't love
absolutely
free food?
Right? Okay. Exactly.
Yes. Okay. So the summer camp is one thing that you have every summer.
Yes. So we actually do two different summer camps. Okay. We have the one for middle school girls, which is called Eureka on the campus of a community college. We also have our Entrepreneurship Academy. I have to share with you about the Entrepreneurship Academy.
It's wonderful.
Okay. It's on the campus of Chapman University. And these are for girls 4th through 6th grade. And the premise of the program is that the girls are learning how to become their own business, you know?
I'll have you know I emcee the Entrepreneur of the Year Awards.
Oh, yes.
And we just did our podcast with them as well.
How fascinating. Mm-hmm. So the girls learn to all the world of entrepreneurship through the lens of starting their own mini society. So girls actually create the concept of the society they're going to live in. They even get to name it. They even get to name their denomination. And then they have elections. So when we talk about teaching girls about leadership and coming in their own and finding their voice. Again, think about it. You're a 4th grader. You're 9 years old. Many girls are very timid coming into the program. They're not really sure what they're going to be learning. And they learn about starting their own business. But not only that, but it's like, hey, how about, do you want to be president? Do you want a vice president? Do you want to be the treasurer of your community? So girls learn how to write their speeches, how to run for office. And then they go through a mini election so that they can become the leaders in their community. And then from there, they get to learn all about that, whether it's, do you want to be a sole proprietorship? Do you want to be an LLC? Sometimes it's not the best thing to go into business with your best friend, you know?
Wow, all this for kids, huh?
Yep. Fourth or sixth grade girls.
Yep. Girls Inc. is serious business, yeah.
You know, I mean, these are like some of the questions. My mentor is a women's attorney. She's a woman. She's an attorney. And she's wrote like 7 books on women's finance. Oh. That's her expertise. Mm-hmm. And these are the kind of questions I ask her. Should I start a corporation? Should I start an LLC?
These girls can tell you.
Yeah.
Rachel, give me your number. I can call. Yeah.
They can tell you. They can tell you what it takes to get a business license. They learn how to write a check. They learn about financial literacy and how to get their startup capital, how to open up a checkbook, you know, how to pay your employees. They learn about supply and demand. What's the kind of, consumers, what do they need to do? And then what they do is, this is a 4-week program. So the first 2 weeks of the program, they're learning all about that. We have our corporate partners that come in and volunteer and come in. So we've got restaurants and corporations that have the best of their best, their legal counsel from their companies. They have their marketing VPs that come in and talk to them about that. And then what the girls do is they actually open up their own business. They conceptualize what they're going to open. They figure out what their product is going to be, and they open up a business, and they actually run it among themselves as peers. And then we have a business showcase at the end of the summer program where we actually bring in our investors and our friends to actually be part of that.
Okay, so Rachel, did you do that camp as well?
No, I started in Eureka, so I was too old for that camp.
Oh, aged out.
Yes.
Okay, so if people want to get involved with one of the camps, is it too late for this summer?
No.
When are the camps?
The camps are in July. So,
air this podcast in July to get the word out or get people signed up for next year?
Yes, for next year. But we also have year-round programming. So I do want to share that, we do have year-round programs where they can come in for some of the after-school programs. So we also do some programs on early literacy. We do programs on financial literacy, robotics, coding. We also are doing some programs around a lot of STEM. So it's not just the coding, but it's also around how do they learn about all the different aspects of it, whether it's engineering, mechanical engineering. So we are also really bringing in girls. Rachel alluded to the fact that she did an externship program. So this summer we're placing close to 90 girls at different work sites for the whole summer. And these girls are going to be learning about the world of work. So Rachel actually had the opportunity to be placed at a construction company, DPR Construction.
I thought you wanted to work in news.
I do. And so, you get a preference of where you want to be placed, but they place you in whatever field that they can get access to that they believe that you will do well in. And I was placed in DPR construction, and I loved it. And because I'm not originally interested in construction, but going there and learning about how it works and learning the system and meeting all the wonderful people, you know, experience is experience, and I loved what I got. And I learned about the field that if something else doesn't work out for me, then I can go back to this field if I want to make money in this and if I want to grow more in this. And I learned about what it takes to run a business and what a successful business looks like and what working people look like. And then at the end of the summer, yeah, for the work that I did, I got money for it, and it was a very wonderful experience.
All right, the icing on the cake right there.
Yes, well, exactly. And I think one of the unique things, so to your point, is that, you know, we try to get as many businesses that align with what the girls' interests are.
Exactly.
But I think the key to the program is that they actually go through about 80 hours of training prior to being placed at it. Mm-hmm. And during that training, they're actually getting hands-on practice training on resume writing, networking, the importance of doing finding mentors, mm-hmm, how to dress for success, how to execute a really positive and well-executed, mm-hmm, interview.
How to make a PowerPoint.
How, mm-hmm, to make a PowerPoint. We even do Myers-Briggs with them and have them learn about their own personality styles and how they communicate with others, learning about ethics in the workplace and how important it is to be to work on time.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think that the tools that you're getting by just having an obligation,
yes,
to show up on,
exactly,
time, to dress appropriately, to be respectful towards your, you know, colleagues, mm-hmm, and your bosses, to have assignments, mm-hmm, to actually then get some income and have to balance that, you know,
exactly,
go
make
run out
budget
and spend it all.
Yes.
Make a budget.
Yes.
I'm sure your parents are really grateful for you being able to bring in some income for yourself. That's, yes, always kind of fun to have your own money in the, you know, your wallet,
yeah,
right?
Oh, I love it. It's the best.
Very good. Okay, so there's the camps. Mm-hmm. There's the year-round programs. If somebody's listening, they think, you know, I'd love my daughter, I'd love my niece, I'd love my so-and-so, my neighbor, to be part of Girls Inc. Where do they start?
They could definitely start by checking out our website and looking at all the different programmatic activities that we have and what's being offered at what time of the year. The website is girlsinc-oc.org. If they're outside of the Orange County community and are looking for another Girls Inc., they can just go to girlsinc.org, and they can then go into their state and then their city, and they can find a Girls Inc. near them.
So they pick a program, basically.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Rachel, if you're talking to girls and they're listening to you speak, where do you advise that they start?
And whatever and however early that you can start, definitely start there, and keep working. Even if you walk into it and not knowing what it's going, what you're expecting, and not originally feeling anything, keep growing, keep working at it, keep learning, keep your mind open, because this program is here for you, and whatever you choose to take out of it is what you get from it. And I have collected so many wonderful memories and so many friends and so many lessons, and I have connections for future jobs, and I have a whole network of people behind me, and you know, some of the greatest moments of my life I've had in Girls Inc. at their galas and with the people that I've met, and with the lessons that I've given, I found true inspiration from Girls Inc. So however early that you can start and whatever program that you can start in, start now.
I bet your parents are like, yes, she's going to go to college, yes, getting out of the house, she wants to work.
Yep, I'm gone.
You know? Wow. Okay, and then what a mentoring thing this is for your siblings to see you so involved and engaged, and that school matters, that you have a vision and dreams. How about your siblings? How are they doing?
Exactly. Well, me and Lucy were just talking in the car. When I see my siblings and I tell them about what I'm doing with Girls Inc., they always ask, well, where was Girls Inc. when I was growing up? Because I'm the youngest, so I was the last one to discover it, and none of my other siblings got work with it. And so they admire what I've learned so early on and the experiences that I've already had and the momentum that I have for my future that's already set in motion. And so they're definitely jealous.
Wow.
Well, as you can imagine, I mean, I think that, you know, for those of us that had the opportunity to be part of other programming when we were growing up, that we, you know, that was really great. But a lot of times when I'm out there making presentations or talking to women in corporate America, many of them are like, where was Girls Inc. when I was growing up?
Yeah.
And yes. Personally, I feel the same way. I grew up in a community that was low income. We didn't have a lot of resources. My friends and I did not have after school programs to go to. And you really think about the barriers that we had to overcome to get to where we're at now. They're so important. And there's still a lot of that happening. So when we go out and recruit women to come out and volunteer, that's really important. You know, that's the first comment I hear. Where was Girls Inc. when I was growing up? I could have used them.
Lucky for me, Rachel wanting to be a newscaster, you
yes.
came to me here.
Exactly.
At Lincoln. You made my life easy.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I think that's what's key. It's really about sometimes people are looking for ways to get involved and how do they give back. And a lot of times people might think that they
mentoring.
Have to. Yeah. And they think they have to invest a lot of time. And a lot of times it's just a little bit. You know, we recruit volunteers to come in for an hour or two perhaps to do sort of lightning rod, you know, mentoring where they do sort of a circle and they do mentoring. Fast speed, but the girls get to hear about different women's journeys
like
along
a speed
the way.
Mentoring, speed dating, speed mentoring.
Absolutely. We do career panels. So we have several women like yourself that could come in and just talk to the girls about their career and kind of talk about obstacles. We also bring men in because it's also important for men to get questions from our girls around how is it in the workplace and how do you interact with women in your workplace? Mm-hmm. You know, I think that that's really important as well.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a lot of ways for people to give back to be able to help us in our journey of making sure that girls are getting that information they need. But it's not also just the information, but it's also putting it into practice.
I think like my mentoring came very unofficially about your age, Rachel, because mm-hmm. My parents were teachers and my dad was my high school principal.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah. So I would ride to work with him. So mm-hmm. I'd be pretty much the first kid there. And I would just kind of hang out and talk to the teachers and stuff. So they kind of all knew me, and they kind of would be helping push me along towards the idea of college, towards
yes.
the idea of pursuing dreams and vision. But to have an organization like this, I'm trying to think at your age, besides the activities in school, you know, some of the clubs and the sporting teams, and that probably was what we had. Oscar, when you were growing up, did you have any kind of mentoring program as a young man?
No, not that I can recall.
And look what happened to you.
Yeah, I think it was when I got to college, that's when I started noticing more groups. But in high school, I did gravitate towards the video production club, they called it. So it was doing mock newscast. And I mean, it was maybe that's where the passion for doing news came. I don't know.
But. And you were an editor or cameraman?
Both.
Both. Because in our business, Rachel, when we started out, we all started in small markets, mm. right? And
yes.
then you kind of did everything. Like even I used to shoot and I used to edit. Mm-hmm. Now as you go into bigger markets, you specialize and, you know, the truly talented editors who are super fast, they will edit.
Right.
And the shooters. And then you get unions involved too, and then you can't touch the equipment.
right. But so you sort of work your way up.
Yeah. So yes. Oscar, though, you went from being in the field on camera and being in the studio as an editor to the web team now.
Yeah, and that was just an opportunity that was presented to me. For years, I was a news photographer on the front lines of breaking news. And then one day, a position just opened up for digital, and I was another set of skills that I had on the side. And just being given that opportunity is what got me in the door. And then I think everybody then started seeing the value of my work and my skills. And that's how I just kept climbing up.
Well, I think too, being that Oscar works on the web, that's like a whole different unit for us in news that we've
yeah.
never had, you know, back in the day.
Right.
And I'm wondering, you with social media, what's it like to be a teenager? You're 16?
Yes.
What's it like to be 16 with social media?
Well, I mean, in many ways, it's wonderful. You know, you get to meet so many people from different places, and you get to be inspired from different people's stories, and you can take whatever you want from their journey and you can apply it to their life and you can learn from them. So it's like you can have mentors that don't even know you, but they're teaching you different things. But it could also be a sort of a darker place where you compare yourself to a lot of people, or you see the greatness that other people have that you're not necessarily experiencing.
Oh, trust me, at my age too, we do the same thing.
Right. Like,
I want her Instagram page
yes.
and her Instagram life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it has its badness for sure, but it's definitely more than anything, it's been a great platform for me.
And so, Lucy, I got to think that you folded that into your program.
Absolutely. Oh, yes. When we talk about bullying and harassment, I mean, that's a really big topic for us. And it's not just that that's happening, but it's really about cyber safety and really that social media world of how it can go from something positive to something very negative very quickly. Yes. And it's really about how once you post that picture, it's there forever, you know? And so really helping educate them about the choices that they're making and the decisions that they're making, especially with, you know, live video now and all of those things where people are actually just making, you know, using that for positivity, but also not so positivity.
And we get it too, even in, you know, my industry and my agent. I have a feeling like I don't try to block anybody on social media unless they hit certain, you know, boundaries.
Yes.
Because I do believe in free speech. And I do believe that, you know, you look how the sports athletes are being treated and how people, you know, talk to them and say anything to them. And I sometimes on my feed, too, I will get those kinds of comments. And I'm like, okay, it is free speech. This is America. If you don't like me, I guess I have to take that. But it can be downright mean. What's the big one? I just always say that someone recently said, Oscar, remember that I'm old and irrelevant.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And, you know, I think, you know, they say if you're working in the news business, you have to have a thick skin. But if you're in the social media world, you have to have an even thicker skin.
Mm. Yes.
That's really important. Yes. Yeah. So we build that in there because, again, we're all about girls rising above all the meanness and really kind of focusing on what do they need to do to overcome that. It's all about resiliency, about making sure that they are strong enough to overcome. But it really is about support systems, sisterhood, really finding, making good decisions and really putting it into practice. So we do a lot of role modeling from what we do because we want to make sure that they understand that. And just recently we heard a young lady who she's in eighth grade and talked about her first experience in going to a party, you know, and being there and being exposed to things that she knew in the back of her head that were not positive. And what she shares is that she goes, immediately what jumped into my head is, what did Girls Inc. teach me about doing this? You know, and we were interviewing her and talking to her about what Girls Inc. meant to her. And she talked about that, you know, and she said, I walked through in my head, what's the right decision to make? And I know that it's not going to be the popular decision to make.
I think also too, it gives you, I would think, a platform and a base of people that, you know, are thinking like you think. So when you go to that party, you know that you have support perhaps with people who are thinking a powerful, positive, uplifting way that you can go back to.
Exactly. Yes, you definitely get that. And even on the opposite side, you know, if you do the bad thing or if something bad happens to you, you have a whole network of people who are there ready to walk you through it and to talk to you that you can trust and that you feel safe in.
Oh, to uplift you.
Yes, definitely.
Because we all stumble, right?
Right.
Am I right?
Yes,
you are
right.
We all need that forgiveness and that extra love.
Right.
That's part of the learning, too.
Yes.
Part of the learning.
With Girls Inc., you get picked back up. So, you know, it all works out.
Social media, what a game changer.
Yes. Very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very different. And we've, of course, done those stories about cybersecurity. Mm-hmm. And you ever seen the show Catfish on MTV?
I've never seen it, no.
It's basically people who have pretended to be completely somebody else, and that when the person kind of feels like, this sounds funny, they contact the show, and the show will then go out and root that out and find that person and confront them and say, why are you doing this? Why are you pretending to be Bob when you're Susan?
Right.
You know? And they will kind of expose that. And it's bizarre to me that it happens, but there's a whole TV show on that.
Right. Obviously, it's happening often enough.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So you never know who's out there behind that social media. Do your parents monitor your social media?
No, they don't.
Ooh.
Yeah. They trust me, so.
Well, you have good mentoring, huh?
Yes. Okay.
But interestingly, I mean, we know that not just the way that we work with girls and make sure that they're educating and have the information, we also need to work with parents. So we definitely try to bring in those resources so that parents are understanding that. And a lot of times, you know, whether it's because of trust that they don't, but, you know, there's other reasons, and we want them to make sure that they're on the up and up on that. So we offer parent education classes. We offer parent family nights where we bring in the opportunity for them to learn how to engage in more family activities. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, when we can, we fold in that those educational pieces. And sometimes it might just be as, hey, if you have a fun family night, especially with elementary school age kids, what can you do? How can you infuse STEM into something fun? Or how can you do... How can you promote literacy within your family? So it is more about bringing in those resources to the parents as well.
Well, I think it's great that your parents have shown support. Do the parents have to come to any events? Is it something that requires parental participation?
We have at the start of our programs, we have like parent orientation program meetings so that they can come in and learn about what the expectations will be. So it's an opportunity for us to get to know parents and really guide them through as well. You know, this is what your daughter's going to be going through. Mm-hmm. If you have any questions, but also here are some additional resources that you could access if you want.
Okay. Well, as we're getting close to the end of the podcast, I want to ask you, Rachel, what kind of questions do you get from girls? Excuse me, Siri. I'll do the talking here on this talk show, this podcast. Siri, okay. So my question is, when girls are curious about the program, what kind of things do they ask you?
They ask me, like, what is Girls Inc.? You know, what does it stand for? What does it mean? And what kind of experiences have you had? And, well, I always respond with, you know, Girls Inc. is a program where you get to learn about yourself and learn about your potential and then get experience in the real world and just learn about your future and college and your career and, you know, eating healthy and your body image and what it means to be a woman and like taking that and becoming a person. And so I get all sorts of questions, but
And this is free?
Yes. Most of their programs is free or at very little cost. And if you like with the summer camps and everything, if you have trouble paying, like they have resources there for you.
I love it.
Yes.
Okay, Lucy, what else do we need to know?
Oh, boy. We're always looking for volunteers. We're always looking for individuals that might be interested.
As she looks directly in the eyes. Yeah. As she looks me directly in the eyes.
Speakers, career panels, but also just, you know, inspirational stories that we want to make sure that the girls are hearing and listening to. I think that's what's really key and critical. And I think our success comes from those individuals that get involved with us. As you can imagine, in the 20 years that I've been there, I've had the opportunity to really, one, see many girls like Rachel walk through our doors and grow up and graduate. We see them go to college and graduate from college and come back and now be professionals in their own field. We just, you know, we have girls that are doing PhD programs in neurobiology and science and are, you know, great professionals and entrepreneurs in their own right. But we also need them to come back, as you shared. You know, do they come back? That's really important because girls that don't always have those opportunities need to see that somebody that looks like them, that somebody came from similar circumstances and backgrounds, can succeed. And I think that also comes from the role models, the mentors, the volunteers that come through our doors.
So Rachel, you're 16. Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
So in 10 years, I see myself, well, with the...
with my job.
Yeah. Well,
I might be ready to give it up in 10 years.
In 10 years, maybe.
And with the experiences that Girls Inc. has given me, I see myself successful and hopefully a news anchor and doing that. But also, I hope that I can come back to Girls Inc., you know, and still help and donate and like share my story with girls, but also help influence like their programs with the knowledge that I have. And yeah, definitely.
So
I picture
you're
myself.
In. You're committed.
Yes, I will be there for life, hopefully.
That's really powerful.
Yes.
She's got some amazing goals, and I don't doubt that she's not going to achieve them.
Well, I tell you what, I would like to show you around the newsroom here at Fox 11. Since you're here, you've made that drive from Orange County. My guests today were from the organization called Girls Inc., and you can find it online quite easily because they've been around since the 1800s, making big strides here with our young women in Southern California and in other parts of the United States. I'd like to thank you for coming on. Oscar Flores, always thank you. And I always credit the young man who donated our music, which is DJ Reaper. We thank him for his contribution as we continue to uplift one another.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.